Aging, the timeless, inescapable journey that unites us all in its embrace. But what if we could unlock its secrets? A dedicated team of researchers from the University of Pretoria, part of the Mammalian Methylation Consortium, embarked on a quest to decode the enigma of aging. Today, we are honored to be in the company of one of the scientists on this mission, Dr. Daniel Hart. Dr. Hart, thank you for joining us. How do the recent studies conducted by University of Pretoria researchers shed light on the secret to aging in mammals, including humans?
In this study, we looked at one of the, not really recent, but people have been talking about a long time, but with this, these two studies, they really highlight the importance of this DNA methylation. And what DNA methylation is a changing of not your actual genome, but what's being expressed from your genes. So what proteins and what function actually comes from those genes. And that's different for every person, every mammalian species. This research has allowed a tool to understand how aging happens and calculate how much a person or a mammal is aging. And not only that, but actually understand the mechanisms and what actually changes these methylation and thus the expression of the genes, and then ultimately how long you live and how short you live actually comes to be.
What implications do the findings of these studies have for the interventions aimed at promoting healthy aging and preventing age-related diseases?
These changes in the ability to express your genes is inherited, but also changes with the environment. And the most recent studies using these mechanisms and platforms created by the consortium, you actually are able to look at mortality risks. And these mortality risks, which are changes in your epigenetic makeup and what's being expressed through the methylation of these cysteines, actually, if you are able to reverse some of these changes, you will actually be able to reverse the aging process.
Can you explain the concept of a universal pan-mammalian clock and how it can be used to estimate the age of mammals in the wild? What are the potential applications of this in the field of conservation and forensics?
So a pan-mammalian clock is just what it sounds like. Pan means over all mammals. So in the our studies, we used over nearly 350 mammalian species. And what was able to be done was a mathematical formula was actually created to able to quite accurately, and when I mean quite very accurately, I can't stress that amount, the actual age of a mammal using various samples from various organs to even blood and skin. So what that means is, hopefully, and this has been validated in multiple species from within Africa and abroad, that by taking consecutive samples such as skin or blood, which is relatively non-invasive, you'll be able to predict using this mathematical formula how old an animal is.
The research suggests that aging follows a predetermined program rather than random cellular damage. How does this new understanding of aging open up possibilities of diagnosing and treating various ailments?
For a long time, people have assumed that aging is mainly because of your environmental parameters that you experience. So if you go to humans, you smoke a lot, you might decrease your age, which is 100% correct because enough smoking does affect epigenetics and the epigenetic clock. However, a large portion of your epigenetics, your epigenetic clock, so that is your, if you think of your genome and what's been expressed as a landscape, the peaks and troughs, so the up and downs of the mountains of your landscape, indicates your aging ability. Now that ups and down your landscape is actually highly inherited from your parents. So what that means is, if you understand your parents' epigenetic signals, you will understand your epigenetic signals.
How does DNA methylation, as discussed in this study, impact gene expression and the control of genes? How might lifestyle factors such as diet and environment influence DNA methylation levels and the aging process in mammals?
So the animals that live long, such as humans, and the animals that we work on here in the University of Pretoria, such as naked morats and Tomorrowland morats and whale, and then whales for some other groups, they have these very complex landscapes. So they have amazing differences in their epigenetic variation. This is likely due to increased development stages, so increased gestation and maternal care. So the more longer you stay in your mother and with your mother, it seems to this development seems to allow your epigenetic class to become more complex and therefore extend your lifespan. The reverse is seen with the short-lived ones. So that is what you inherit. However, for example, if environmental stresses, so in the case of smoking, there's been a few studies that seen what happens is environmental cues, maybe like smoking or other stresses, can actually flatten this landscape. And if you flatten your landscape, you're decreasing your maximum lifespan.
The quest for healthier aging and the prevention of age-related ailments continues to evolve, promising a brighter future as we age. Thank you to Dr. Daniel Hart for sharing the findings from the Mammalian Methylation Consortium. Until next time.